directions, don't wanna go. Write it all on me, I'm not afraid.
This is John Gonzo on The Voice of Niagara, 610 CKTV. Text the show now, 610-10.
That is a live, brand new Honeymoon Suite. An album that's out today. The Pride of Niagara since 1981. 40 years in the music business. It's not an easy business by any stretch of the imagination. And there since day one, Derry Grand joins us now. How you doing, Derry?
I'm good, man. How are you today?
Excellent, excellent. It's good for you to take the time to join us here today. Thank you very much. It's got to be an exciting year. It's been a long time since your last release.
Yeah, it has. And I'm talking to St. Catharines of all places. That's awesome.
There you go. Yep. It's your homeland, right, man. It's your stomping grounds.
It is. It is. How cool. I'm doing great today. Excellent.
Good. Yeah. So it's been a long time. It's been 16 years. So there's a lot that goes on in 16 years. All kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. And since the last, like Clifton Hill was a while ago, but we actually did put an EP out about 7 years ago called Hands Up. So it's not like we've been doing nothing. We have been writing and recording and releasing some stuff. But busy touring, man, and just this band just keeps going on, and it's great.
I see the video here paying homage to your hometown. Lots of Niagara Falls in that one.
Yeah, we thought we had to shoot the video for Alive. We're scouting locations, and actually Johnny came up with that idea. Why don't we just grab some cameras, go down to the falls, and walk around amongst the people and see what happens, and it was fun to do that. Kind of a throwback or homage to, you know, the first album when we did the Burning in Love video there so many years ago. Great.
And what about Wave Babies? Didn't you do that in Crystal Beach?
No, that was done in Picton, Ontario.
Picton. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
So you think about all those years in between, there's inactivity, reunion, a pandemic, more inactivity, some changes in your personal lives, no doubt, like the rest of us. What are your reflections on a day like today when you release an album? How does that feel for a musician?
Oh, it feels really great, you know, because this album in particular came out really well in the end, but it was a bit of a battle, a bit of a long haul to get this whole thing done because COVID happened right in the middle of it. And we started out in Nashville, and we finished up in England doing the tracks. And this record's been all over the place, but it's better because of it. And it's been a long process getting it done, but I think it was worth it because it ended up sounding great.
So tell us about some of the new re-releases on this album. You have a couple.
We did when we first went in for the bed tracks at Mike's studio in Nashville, while we had everybody there, he said, we might want to think about some bonus tracks. Is always a good thing to have in your back pocket. So while you guys are out there on the floor, why don't you cut New Girl Now and Love Changes, maybe cut a couple other songs, and then maybe we can finish them later. So which we did. The label wanted to put on bonus tracks, and people really like that these days, and that's what we did. I think just you get more for your money, you know? They came out really well.
Did you change anything? Can you tell the difference between the different tracks? So what did you do to the tracks that made them different?
You mean the re-records?
Yes.
Yeah, no, man. We're not going to go in and play them differently and do new arrangements. And I'm not into that. I think the songs are great in their original form. So we tried to recreate that. And I think we got pretty close. I mean, I can hear the difference, but overall, like, they're pretty close to the originals. It was fun to go back and relearn my solos and try and recreate that. You know, it was fun. You know, people are doing that, and it was an interesting process.
Alive is available on Frontier Records today. It's Derry Grand, guitar player for Honeymoon Suite. And I got to ask you, how's it going with your daughter's musical career?
Leah is doing just great. She's back living in Nashville now again. And she's writing with lots of people, getting her summer dates together, going out on tour, and just working on the career. You know, after American Idol, it's like you're on your own. So we're working on building a team, a management team, and it's hard for these kids these days. It's different from when we came up, so there's so much competition. But she's got a good head on her shoulders and doing really well. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, she was on American Idol, for those of you who missed it. And tell us what a daddy is, how welled up in pride was daddy watching his daughter on American Idol?
Well, mom and dad, for sure, both of us in our hometown in Illinois, they went bonkers, you know. It was such an exciting time. Surreal, you know. We got to spend a lot of time in back in L.A. I hadn't been there in ages. Hanging out on the set. I got to play on the show and got a hug from Katy Perry. You know, pretty good. It was it was fun. It was really surreal. But to watch her step up and really do well, of course, was amazing.
So tell us about the lineup of Honeymoon Suite right now, so everybody's clear who's out there on the stage this summer with you guys.
Well, that's the other thing that's so great. We have basically the original band has been back together for, 15, 20 years now. I can't remember, but in the 90s, it was just Johnny and I, and we got some different players because Dave and Gary had left for a while. And then I got the guys back together, and it's the original band, which I couldn't be happier about because we make a big noise up there. You know, nobody plays the original songs like the guys who played on the recordings, and we're all still great friends. So it's the original band, except for Peter on keyboards, but he's been with us ages. So it's really great. That's what I'm trying to say. I look forward to every show.
So it's Ray, Dave, Gary, Derry, and Johnny.
Except for Ray. No, Ray has been not with us for a long time. It's Peter Nunn on keyboards.
Gotcha.
And he's been in this band, just as long, like 20 years. And Peter's great to work with. And it's a good band.
Man, you guys, I remember being in California, living in California when you guys first came out. And you really hit some highs very early in your career. You sold a million right out of the gate there. You got Junos. There was American success. You were sharing the stage with ZZ Top and Heart and Journey and Billy Idol. I heard you on Rockline. You're on the soundtrack to a Mel Gibson movie, Lethal Weapon. Given all that, that's quite the resume, by the way. Given all that, how does a mature Derry Grand define success like 40 years down the road?
Well, the fact that, you know, we're still together after all these years, thanks to Canadian radio, still playing the stuff. Our fan base is incredible. And that I set out, you know, to do this I want to do it for life if I could, because I got no plan B. So I get to still do that and write songs, which I've always wanted to do, and I'm in a good place. I just, to make a living in the music business is a huge challenge, first of all, and to be able to do that is great. But it's been a long haul, a lot of ups and downs, man, but overall I wouldn't want to do anything else, so I'm pretty happy.
Musicians don't retire, Derry, do they? I don't think they do.
No, man, they just drop dead on stage one day, and that's the way to go, or on your bus, you know. No, we don't have to retire, you know, because I'm doing what I love.
Why?
And
yeah, exactly.
Well, I wouldn't retire. What am I going to do, play golf? Like, I don't like golf.
Yeah,
I, you
no
know,
doubt.
I'm No, I'm having a good time.
Good, man. Good to hear. And I see some dates on your website, and I imagine that's going to get filled in pretty soon because you got the new record out. So I expect we're going to see Honeymoon Suite around sometime, right?
Yeah. We start this time of year, we're starting to book a lot of the summer stuff up, the festivals, and it's right across the country. You know, we play everywhere from Newfoundland to British Columbia, a lot of places, some U.S. dates. And I will mention that we're actually doing a longer tour next November. We're doing a cross Canada tour. It's like they're calling like an 80s package. It's going to be Honeymoon Suite. We're headlining. We're going to have the Spoons and Flock of Seagulls and Men Without Hats. We've done a few shows with that configuration, and it's been really successful. So we're going to do a cross Canada tour in November with that.
So I know you're living down in the States these days. Are you guys in the totality of the eclipse on Monday, by the way, where you live?
I'm actually in Nashville right now. I've got a place in Nashville where Leah lives. And that's where I'll be on Monday. And I was looking at the map the other day, and I think we're going to get most of it here, I think. Looks like it.
See, get your special glasses on. We don't want you to hurt your eyes.
No, and Johnny, who's still up in the area where you are, he's saying it's nuts in Niagara Falls because it's going right over where you guys are. That's going to be awesome.
Can you imagine a million people in Niagara Falls on Clifton Hill?
That's what he was saying. That's crazy.
I know. You know, the last time we had anywhere near that was when the Willenda guy was on the tightrope. I don't know if you remember that, but that was like a quarter of the size and the amount of people that are coming in on Monday.
Wow. Yeah. Crazy.
Are you gonna be playing Dark Side of the Moon in your Beats cans there on Monday? I know we will be.
Yeah.
All right. Good to talk to you again, Derry. Looking forward to all this. Congratulations on all your past success and Buena Fortuna on your new release here, Alive, available now.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's a great album, and we're pretty happy with it. I think people are going to love it.
Good stuff. Derry Grant, we're going to play some coming up in a bit. Thanks for joining us here today. That's Alive, brand new Honeymoon Suite. Derry Grant, longtime and original member of Honeymoon Suite, joining us this afternoon. Always good to hear from Derry and the guys from Honeymoon Suite, of course. I'm Gonzo. This is The Drive, News Talk Radio, 610 CKTV.